Good afternoon to you.
Yes, I heard about Cheta's numbers. They're not expecting any positive improvements in tourism anytime soon. Does the Curaçao Tourist Board share this opinion?
I think it is important to put the numbers into perspective. We had a total of 9,227 visitors in August, of which 55% stayed in resort hotels.
Yeah.
Now, July, a month earlier, when we first opened the borders back, we had 8,100 and something visitors, of which only 45% stayed in resort hotels. And so in August, there was an increase in visitors and an increased share stayed in resort hotels. So that's the first thing.
Yeah.
The second thing I'd like to say is September will not see an improvement, not because there isn't work happening, but there are two main factors. One, September is traditionally much slower anyway.
Yeah.
And two, the post-COVID environment, which we're not really out of yet, but the world we're operating in today is a much more difficult market, because what we're finding is that people in the markets that were open, Europe, the Netherlands, Germany, et cetera, they are opting to do more vacations at home.
Yeah.
In Europe, where they can drive, as opposed to going overseas. So we do not expect any major improvement in September. On the other hand, we are forecasting better numbers for October and November on the assumption that more markets will open by that time. And it's important that we remember that, because with what's going on at the moment locally and in some of our main markets, there's no guarantee that we'll have these additional markets open in October. We're really hoping for the best. And if the other markets open and other airlines begin to come back, as they are currently scheduled to do,
all right,
then we should have better numbers in October.
Well, that sounds positive.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't heard that before, but that's great. I just notice a lot of tourists coming to our page, on social channels, any kind of channels, asking...
Yeah, our visitors there.
Yeah, asking us, is it going to be safe the next month? There's like a lot of insecurity underneath the tourists or the coming tourists. Is that realistic?
And that's something that you can definitely help us with as you answer those things on your page. And that is, yes, we're having a bit of a local spread of the virus at the moment, but I think it's well controlled.
Yeah.
And I think it's been managed well. I mean, that's exactly why some new measures were announced yesterday. But even those measures, which take effect on Thursday, I think, we are not going back into a lockdown.
No.
Some people are questioning. We're absolutely not. We're simply reinstituting a curfew, which is from 11 at night until 5 a.m. Prior to that, people can be up and about just as they are doing now, as long as they adhere to the procedures, the social distancing, the masks where necessary, especially if you cannot social distance, and of course the washing of hands and all of that. And there's something else I'd like to mention.
All right.
I do not believe the curfew under these circumstances is a negative. I tell you why. A negative for the hotels, that is. Because if the clients have to come back to the hotels earlier than normal, in other words, if they have to be back in the hotel by 11 instead of staying out until 1 in the morning, then I think the hotels can get creative, if you will, and make sure that they have adequate entertainment in the hotels
to keep the
customers happy.
So you're asking for some inventiveness from the hotels that maybe even can provide extra income for themselves.
Well, yes, of course. In other words, instead of always seeing it as, or if the hotels viewing it as, oh boy, now that my guests are going to not be able to go out and spend the night and do that sort of thing. They have to come back in the hotel. Well, they don't have to be locked up in the hotel. If they come back to the hotel, then let's have something about to entertain them.
And that's a positive note for the tourists as well, because I received a question today from somebody who was planning to come next month, and she was really worried if she was going to be locked in her room for the whole night.
But what I'm saying,
that's not the case.
Not at all.
Well, that's comforting. And do you think that the government should send out a message like that to the tourists? Because they're like in the dark sometimes.
Well, we are actually working on that now, where we're posting on our social pages, and we have actually been in consultation with Charter also, so that we can both be going out with the same message, reassuring people that, yes, there may be a curfew, but it's just additional measures to contain this thing locally, and it does not really, or it will not really interrupt their holiday, because you can go about your business, do things until 11 o'clock at night and come back to your hotel, and you can move around your hotel and be free to do whatever you want.
Well, thank you for that reassurance, and we look forward to your message in that anytime soon, I think.
Sure.
All right. Well, for now, thank you so much.
Okay, it was good talking to you.
We'll be in touch.
Righto. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.